Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Storyboard with S. Darkholm, brought to you by A Team of Voices. A Team of Voices is a group located on allpoetry.com. We offer different shows every night of the week with different themes. We have slams, talk shows, magic trips, contests, special events, and with poetic topics A to Z, including storyboards, which focuses on characters, sci-fi, cult classic movies, comic book havens, and of course, tonight our celebrated Star Wars. Storyboards is focused on characters and the characters brought to life in those stories that stay with us for a lifetime. And of course, I always like to say thank you to AP Taylor for sponsoring the Blog Talk page. I also like to say thank you to Deborah Lee for running the group and the Blog Talk page so we can geek out live. And of course, you can find all the hosts and their poetry on All Poetry. You can join in on the chats, you can put your poems up, you can call in, you could submit, you could have readers if you can't call in. There's so many ways that you can participate. You can listen along. There's lots of options for you. Like I said, tonight we are celebrating Star Wars Volume 33, The Force Awakens. Of course, I'm nearing the end of my core volume. In this series, we have some poetry, and as always on my shows, I like to do a lot of clips so you guys can kind of have the experience of the film and or show. And with that said, there will be spoilers because I do the entire movie. Of course, obviously not every clip, but there will be spoilers. The opening and the closing music, of course, is done by the legend John Williams, and he's an American composer-conductor in a career that has spanned 7 decades. He has composed some of the most popular, recognizable, and critically acclaimed film scores in cinema history. He has a very distinct sound and mixes romanticism, impressionism, and atonal music with complex orchestration. He is most known for his collaborations with Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, and has received numerous accolades, including 26 Grammy Awards and 5 Academy Awards, 7 BAFTA Awards, 3 Lifetime Emmy Awards, and 4 Golden Globe Awards, with 54 Academy nominations, the second most nominated person after Walt Disney. And I went out of breath there. And he is the oldest Oscar nominee in any category at 91 years old. Awesome. Of course, he did retire from doing Star Wars, so this was his last few films that he did. Of course, except for Obi-Wan Kenobi, where he came back just for Kenobi's theme because he had never done one and he wanted to. So we're going to kick off clips right away, actually. And I do have some poems, but I do want to do some clips. We're going to enjoy those. And if you haven't seen The Force Awakens, I mean, you're going to enjoy a lot of it here. So let me go ahead and press those, sit back, get some popcorn, and enjoy.
Look how old you've become.
Something far worse has happened to you.
You know what I've come for.
I know where you come from. Before you called yourself Kylo Ren.
The map to Skywalker. We know you found it. And now you're going to give it to the First Order.
The First Order rose from the dark side. You did not.
I'll show you the dark side.
You may try. But you cannot deny the truth. That is your family.
You are so right.
Fly anything. Why? Why are you helping me?
Because it's the right thing to do.
You need a pilot.
I need a pilot.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah? Okay. Stay calm. Stay calm.
I am calm.
I'm talking to myself.
Close six.
Not yet. Okay, go. This way.
4-7, over hangar control.
Always wanted to fly one of these things.
Can you shoot?
Blasters I can.
Okay, same principle. Use the toggle on the left to switch between missiles, cannons, and mag pulse. Use the sled on the right to aim. Triggers to fire.
This is very complicated.
I can fix this.
An unsanctioned departure from Bay 2.
Alert General Hux. Stop that fighter.
Our turbo lasers.
Use the ventral cannons.
Yes, sir. Bringing them online.
General Hux, is it the Resistance pilot?
Yes. And he had help from one of our own. We're checking the registers now to identify which stormtrooper it was.
The one from the village. FM-2187.
Sir, ventral cannons hot.
Fire.
It's coming towards you, my right, your left, you see it?
Hold on.
I see him. Nice shot.
Where are you going? We're going back to Jakku, that's where.
No, we can't go back to Jakku. We need to get out of this system.
I gotta get my droid before the First Order does.
What, a droid?
That's right. He's a BB unit, orange and white, one of a kind.
I don't care what color he is. No droid can be that important.
This one is, pal.
We gotta get as far away from the First Order as we can. Go back to Jakku, we die.
That droid has a map that leads straight to Luke Skywalker.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I go!
Where are the others? Where's the pilot?
I'm the pilot.
You?
No, it's true. We're the only ones on board.
You can understand that thing?
And that thing can understand you, too, so watch it. Come on out of there. Where'd you get this ship?
Nima Outpost.
Jakku? That junkyard?
Thank you.
Junkyard. I told you we should have double-checked the Western Reaches. Who had it? Duquesne?
I stole it from Uncle Pluck. He stole it from the Irving boys who stole it from Duquesne.
Who stole it from me? Well, you tell him that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon for good.
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
I used to be.
Han Solo, the rebellion general?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12! 14. Hey, some moof milker put a compressor on the ignition line.
Uncle Pluck did. I thought it was a mistake, too, but it's too much
stress
on
the hyperdrive. Chewie, throw him in a pod. We'll drop him at the nearest inhabited planet.
Wait, no. We need your help.
My help?
This droid has to get to the Resistance base as soon as possible.
He's carrying a map to Luke Skywalker. Are the Han Solo that fought with the Rebellion.
He knew it. Yeah. I know him. I knew Luke. Oh, don't tell me a Raptor's gotten loose.
I spent that money.
Kanja Club wants their investment back, too.
I never made a deal with Kanja Club.
Tell that to Kanja Club.
Tasu Leech. Good to see you.
Ciao, cari Solo. Si dica di Gamania.
Ciao, Brigi Solo. Bene, no, Gamania.
Boys, you're both going to get what I promised. Have I ever not delivered for you before?
Yeah.
He's going to come in here.
See what you got.
Go ahead.
This map's not complete. It's just a piece. Ever since Luke disappeared, people have been looking for him.
Why did he leave?
He was training a new generation of Jedi. One boy, an apprentice, turned against him, destroyed it all. Luke felt responsible. He just walked away from everything.
Do you know what happened to him?
A lot of rumors, stories. People that knew him best. I think he went looking for the first Jedi temple.
The Jedi were real.
I used to wonder about that myself. Thought it was a bunch of mumbo jumbo. A magical power holding together good and evil, the dark side and the light. Crazy thing is, it's true.
took her. Did you see that? He took her. She's gone.
Yeah, I know.
C-3PO, you probably don't recognize me because of the red arm. Look who it is. Did you see who... Excuse me, Princess. General, sorry. Come along, BB-8, quickly. Yes, I must get my proper arm reinstalled.
Change your hair.
Same jacket.
No, new jacket. I saw him. Leia, I saw her son. He was here.
When you're being hunted by a creature in a mask.
Tell me about the droid.
He's a BB unit with a selenium drive and a thermal hyperscan vindicator.
He's carrying a section of a navigational chart. And we have the rest. We're covered from the archives of the Empire, but we need the last piece. And somehow you convinced the droid to show it to you. You. A scavenger. You know I can take whatever I want. You're so lonely. So afraid to leave. At night, desperate to sleep. You imagine an ocean. I see it. I see the island. And Han Solo. You feel like he's the father you never had. He would have disappointed you.
Get out of my head.
I know you've seen the map. It's in there. And now you'll give it to me. Don't be afraid. I feel it too.
I'm not giving you anything.
We'll see.
That you will never be as strong as Darth Vader.
delivered to the Resistance, leading them to the Last Jedi. If Skywalker returns, the new Jedi will rise.
Supreme Leader, I take full responsibility.
General! Our strategy must now change.
The weapon, it is ready. I believe the time has come to use it. We shall destroy the government that supports the Resistance, the Republic. Without their friends to protect them, the Resistance will be vulnerable, and we will stop them before they reach Skywalker.
Go. Oversee preparations.
Yes, Supreme Leader.
There's been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Yes.
There's something more. The droid we seek is aboard the Millennium Falcon. In the hands of your father, Han Solo.
He means nothing to me.
Even you, master of the Knights of Ren, have never faced such a test.
By the grace of your training, I will not be seduced.
We shall see. We shall see. The scavenger resisted you.
She is strong with the Force. Untrained, but stronger than she knows.
And the droid?
Ren believed it was no longer valuable to us. But the girl was all we needed. As a result, the droid has most likely been returned to the hands of the enemy. They may have the map already.
Then the Resistance must be destroyed before they get to Skywalker.
We have their location. We tracked their reconnaissance ship to the Illenium system.
Good. Then we will crush them once and for all. Prepare the weapon.
Supreme Leader, I can get the map from the girl. I just need your guidance.
If what you say about this girl is true, bring her to me.
The fuel cells have ruptured. The collapse of the planet has begun.
Leave the base at once and come to me with Kylo Ren. It is time to complete his training.
Today is the end of the Republic. The end of a regime that acquiesces to disorder. At this very moment, in a system far from here, the New Republic lies to the galaxy while secretly supporting the treachery of the loathsome Resistance. This fierce machine which you have built, upon which we stand, will bring an end to the Senate, to their cherished fleet. All remaining systems will bow to the First Order and will remember this as the last day of the Republic.
System transfer to manual control.
Configure.
flooding tunnels over that ridge. We'll get in that way.
What was your job when you were based here?
Sanitation.
Sanitation?
Then how do you know how to disable the shields?
I don't. I'm just here to get Ray.
People are counting on us. The galaxy is counting on us.
Solo, we'll figure it out.
We'll use the Force. That's not how the Force works. Oh, really? You're cold?
Come on.
That is not how the Force works. I hope you enjoyed those clips. That is the bulk of them. I only have one left, and I'm saving it because it's a little depressing. And Steven 76 thinks it doesn't exist, so there's that. In his mind, it is a blank, and I'm sure you guys all know what happens to poor Han. A couple cool things that I wanted to mention before I let on my caller was there was a Game of Thrones connection with Max von Sydow, who was the Third Eye Raven. He also was in Judge Dredd, which I absolutely love and have yet to do, it's been on my to-do list for a while, so it will be coming here. And I feel like there was something else I wanted to highlight. Of course there is. Oh, he was in Conan the Barbarian as well. And, I mean, he was in a lot of things, but this was just some things that we did here on Storyboards that we already have celebrated. So there is that. You're a little scratchy, but hello, Raconteur.
Hey.
How are you?
My phone's giving me grief.
Phone's giving you grief? You got to give grief right back. How are you tonight?
I'm alive.
That's always a good thing. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, my life's on the stupid phone, so when it gives me grief, everything all comes to a grinding halt.
Oh, and you get a little angry. I know. I'm sorry. Well, if it makes you feel any better, we are cutting a short show tonight. We're cutting a short show tonight. So I always say that, and I never do it. And tonight is the night it happens.
If you say so.
Anyway,
that is the way.
That is the way. I can't press any buttons at the moment because I'm texting and I'm a really bad texter and talker or anything else. Yeah. So, are you ready for some Star Wars?
I've been ready for Star Wars since before, but like I said, my phone's giving me grief.
It's okay. It's fine. I literally just played clips the first half hour. I used to be really afraid of me alone. I used to panic. Now I'm like, whatever. I mean, I love you here. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not as I don't panic. I'm just like, well, we're just going to play some clips. I'm going to talk a little bit, and we're just going to hang out, and then I'll read a poem. I'm pretty relaxed. Yeah, I used to get kind of crazy, but it's okay. I think I'm reading for Deb posted, but I know her voice isn't doing well. So I don't know what she's doing. I feel like I'm going to drop her poem and then I'm gonna ask her. Anyway, so remember what we were talking about, how I said some of the canon doesn't even exist anymore?
Yep.
It was from the Legends.
Right.
It was from the Legends. Did I tell you that if we had... Oh, no, I saved it. I saved it, right? I saved it for this conversation. So, in the Star Wars Legends, Han Solo and Princess Leia actually had three children, one of them in which was called Anakin Solo. And he was the youngest and the fiercest and the greatest leader, arguably, out of all of them. And he fought in some campaigns, and he, well, unfortunately, he died. During a raid, he was wounded, and he just took down a bunch of people but did not live himself, but got his siblings to safe, like, helped his siblings be safe. So there, that's a good thing. But one of his other sons, Jacen Solo, J-A-C-E-N, he probably, it wasn't who Kylo Ren was based off of, but I guess it would be mostly resembles Kylo Ren. So they kind of took that, not the storyline, but the idea of Jacen Ren and kind of took it for Kylo and kind of made this and just changed his name to Ben Solo, which was actually Luke's son. Luke was Ben Skywalker. So they kind of stole Ben Solo's name from Luke Skywalker's son, and they put it onto Han Solo, and they made him only have one. Yeah. So, like, Jacen, you know, he has a different perspective on sacrifices and peace and also violence, and he deems them necessary for the peace of the galactic, you know, on the grand scheme of things. So he's, and he eventually becomes a Sith Lord, Dark Cadis, and killing Luke Skywalker's wife, Mara Jade. So the storyline was a little different. This doesn't exist anymore, and so a lot of fans are kind of mad, because they're like, you just can't have all this canon. And then Disney took over, and they said, well, this doesn't exist anymore. We're going to remake it. So as much as I love what Disney has done, like, on so many other levels, I'm not really sure why they – maybe they thought this was too intricate. I don't really know. But I feel like they could have got – if it were me and I was looking for money, I'd probably – this canon line seems like a lot more in-depth, right? And they probably could have – gone further with it. Like they probably could have made more movies, right? They could have probably made more stuff. Anyway, the third child, the twin of Jacen, because they're twins, is Jaina Solo. And she actually didn't die. She had a pretty good happy ending. And she didn't have, like, a gruesome end. So, yeah, so, and I'm pretty sure she killed her brother. I mean, that's besides that sadness. So, I mean, yeah. And, okay. And,
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, I mean, something's gonna go down. But yeah, so I know that I said that I would touch upon that, because I know that I had mentioned, I was like, I remember something about something, and that's not right. But
it's confusing.
So when you see people get all angry, they're like, that's not really what happened. That is why. All right, I'm going to read the first poem of the night because, we're going to read it. Well, we have two poems, so we're going to do them. And it's about that time, that's right. Oh, and I have an after-show clip that I think you're going to really enjoy, thanks to my friend who was like, you need to play this, and I was like, okay. All right, it's Deborah Lee, and she used every quote in the whole universe. Hold on. Let me She did. She did use every quote in the whole universe. I'm not kidding. She's so funny. I love when she picks quotes because then she's like, she just, she can't decide. I mean, she just can't decide. I know. All right, so here are the quotes she used. She used Han Solo. So I actually can't read them all. I'm gonna take a couple. Sorry, Deb. There's like a lot of them. Kylo Ren. I'm being torn apart. I want to be free of this pain. I know what I have to do, but I don't have the strength to do it. Will you help me? Han Solo. Yes, anything. Oh. And Han Solo, listen, big deal. You got another problem. Women always figure out the truth. Always. And they do. maybe I will. Okay, let's see. This one's funny. Maz Kanto. Where's my boyfriend, Han Solo? Chewie's working on the Falcon. Maz Kanata. I like that, Wookiee. All right, let's see. And then Han Solo says again, I've got a bad feeling about this. And then Han Solo, okay, how do we blow it up? There's always a way to do that. Because there is. All right, so I think, okay, I'm gonna read this one because I really love this one. Okay. Kylo Ren, forgive me. I feel it again. The pull to the light. Supreme Leader senses it. Show me again the power of the darkness. And I'll let nothing stand in our way. Show me, Grandfather, and I will finish what you started. And, of course, he's just talking to Darth Vader, like a crazy person. Okay, well, she used a lot. Okay, here we go. So here's Deb's poem based on, I think she has, like, I love you, Deb. I think she listed 20 quotes, so you've got this, Deb. I choose them all. All right, here we go. This is called As Green Envelopes Me, I Feel Renewed by Deborah Lee. By the church with the crown steeple is the weed-filled rectangle courtyard, bordered by thick forests on two sides and big sequoia trees standing guard. Wild myrtle and laurel perfume the air, floating on the swift afternoon breeze, mixed with the pine and sage cologne from all the bushes, shrubs, and trees. The path lays hidden with fern fronds. Trees' bark is covered with green moss. Juniper and evergreen trees stand tall as the ivy vine leaves shine like gloss. I stepped into the dirt trails and walked, taking in the emerald jungle-like scene, loaded with 26 shades of green. This is the greenest place that I've seen. End poem. And she wrote in her author's notes, I walk in nature. A walk in nature can change your perspective. Behold the beauty. Green is the color most commonly associated with the United States and Europe with springtime freshness and hope. Green is often used to symbolize rebirth and renewal and immortality. And, here's the quote she used. I don't know why she listed. Maybe she was just doing that for people in my contest. Okay, here it is. I didn't know there was so much green in the whole galaxy. Green was the original Crayola crayons introduced in 1903. Oh, that's a cool fact. Okay, so all those quotes I think she just put to make it easier for my contest readers. Thank you, Deb. I think I understand what you did now. so you know how I do all those contests, and I'm like, you don't have to write about Star Wars. Just write about the quote. I think she was just kind enough to put in my side panel some of the quotes.
It forgets. It's not being green.
I know. Oh, yeah. Got a little permit. So, you know what's so funny is that I didn't when I was reading it, I didn't connect to that quote. And then when I read the quote at the bottom, because I didn't read this before, because she doesn't, I like her to read it to me live, and then I'm my first impression. So I actually did not pre-read this, and I usually do. And I think it was pretty fluid, and that was it's wonderful when people do line breaks and put grammar and, I mean, honestly, you have to put grammar in everything, because sometimes poems just lose all the grammar, and they're beautiful that way as well. But it makes it a lot easier when the line breaks are just, they flow into each other. So definitely love that about it. But when I was reading it, I didn't even think of that. But then I remember in the film, that was one of my favorite quotes, of course, because I love trees. And I know that Deborah Lee knows that I love trees. So maybe that's why she picked that quote, because she's like, oh, I'm going to bring Sky a tree poem. And you nailed it. I loved the idea of the church with the crown steeple and how you brought in the sequoia trees. I just really, really want to go see them so badly. And there's so many, I think I said this before, when I was doing the Down of Tubes and I was doing the stone tree and the cherry blossom trees, I could just take a tour of the whole world, but just go for the trees. Like, I don't, like, just go, like, go on a tree tour and just see all these different trees. I really would love that, and including the stone tower trees, even though they're technically not trees, but the stone tower trees. I would just really, really love that. So I love that you brought in there. I loved the, where was the part that I really loved, too? Oh, yeah, when you brought in the green bark and the fawns. And the juniper evergreen trees, you just were like, and then when you were like, the ivy vine leaves shine like gloss. You know, the picture is wonderful that you have up there, but I have to tell you, I was picturing like this, I was picturing like your poem in this forest perfectly, even more in depth than the photo, believe it or not, because it's just, you had so many. And I think it's very true. I think, especially for me, that nature is very healing, it's very calming, and especially trees and water. I just sit next to trees and water, and it's kind of like my soul heals. And I think there was, and I don't know, even though it's snowy time, there's my favorite, and Robert Frost, everybody talks about The Road Not Taken, of course, when they think of Robert Frost, but I always loved, it's like the way that a crow shook down on me from a hemlock tree had a fixed, it's not fixed, but it's something like that, a day I have rued. I'm going to have to get the exact poem, but it's basically, he's walking through the woods, and the crow from the hemlock tree brushes the snow off, and he looks up and he realizes that, you know, there's more to the world. And I always really loved that poem. And that's, even though this is very green and that's talking about snow, the same concept, the same idea is very, very similar, and I love that. So excellent poem. And Raconteur, what do you think?
Well, there's not much left to say. It's not easy being green. You know.
There's stuff to say.
I'm sorry?
I thought you said I took all the words.
Yeah, you kind of did. But it's still a cool poem, you know. And like you say, you know, trees and green and, you know, things like that. There's people that tend to associate green with money. But, you know, I thought, you know, going green like nature, you know, because that's just, I guess, the way we are. You know, I don't know. Green's a lovely shade. It's that was a lovely nature-driven poem.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And... I'm not sure Sweepy, hello.
Hold on, now you got to wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Here, say hi to them.
All right. Hi. I think we also have AP. Hi, AP.
You do. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
I'm well.
I know.
I'm
you left one
much of a hurry. Sweet's in a hurry, so we better get sweet on.
Yeah, get sweet on. You let one in, and then they all come running in. Okay, let's see.
You turn around. There's people there. I know, it's the way it works. So, yes, sweet's going to go
all
first.
All right.
And then I do have but sweet's going to go first.
All right. Did anybody hear Death's poem?
Yes, I heard it. I really liked it.
Well, CP told me I had to hold on a minute, so if you wanted to comment, you're welcome to.
Okay. Well, yeah. I really liked, because I got you a poem about trees too. I really liked that Deb went with a poem with trees. And when Deb goes with a poem, it's always got colours in it. It's always got beautiful colours. And she shows great image. And
hello.
She just
go ahead, AP. Okay, thank you.
No.
Awesome. All right, Sweet. Are you boring?
Sorry. Yes.
Okay, I hope you win. Go ahead, read. I'm ready.
Okay.
How's the game?
Now I gotta get back there.
Oh.
Lord, guys.
Is she gone?
Sorry, I apologize. I'm like doing this 50 things at once, so.
No, that's okay. I think she's gone, but I'm still here. Sweet, Sweet isn't, but I am. I think.
I think
she's got stuff. The rest of her team keeps throwing gutter balls, so she's like, you know, she's up, she's back, she's up, she's back.
I know she's sort of there and then not there and then she's again.
I got to go back outside. I apologize, guys.
That's okay.
Do you want me to read for you, Sweet?
All right.
I'll find out if she wants me to read her.
Right.
At least she said hi.
I got
okay.
you up. All right. I'm sorry. I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here I go. All right. Courtesy contusions create illusions of joy. In kinder acts of Cheshire Cat smiles created for amusement. Violent acts birth a wild child with red curls laced with grace and brutality. Snacking on self-rage bitterness till engaged self-fulfillment of hate, engaged lovelessness takes the hand of loneliness betrayed by the internal cesspool of undiagnosed incompetence. Counterintuitive to circumstances confronted, seeing behavior analysis to circumvent paralysis, her mind succumbs to black hole memories of malice. Protection is mandated. Love no one. Succumb to your fate.
Sweet. I'm glad you didn't make me read that because, whew, you've got some, like, you've got some pretty cool language. But, man, you was hard-hitting one after another. Especially in that alliteration with those C's and that last stanza, I would have been all puzzled. Wonderful read, and I love your idea. I especially loved it down, well, when you talk about the cesspool of the undiagnosed incompetence. Of course, you know, you look around and you're like, everybody has got their own thing going on. And some people own their things and then they just put it out there and they use an excuse. Some people own their things and they do something about it. And some people just go around and just, you know, give out their toxicity. I really liked the last stanza, though. When you talk about black hole memories of malice, protection is mandate, love no one. And what happens to people when you know, poor choices made by other people or circumstances or in their own trauma happens, and then all of a sudden you shut down. And a lot of people would say, oh, I blacked that out, or you can even say a black hole of feelings, or you harden, you know, you lose your innocence, and then you get very thick-skinned. And she was lost and never found. It changes you, I think, when you have situations like this. And no matter what age, especially when you're young, of course, it fundamentally changes you. And I really think you kind of put that in a hard-hitting kind of way. Really well done. And thank you for calling, sweet. I know it's kind of chaos over there. Appreciate you.
I apologize for all the noise.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. It's going to have a little noise in this coming around. Raconteur, what do you think?
you know, I'm a Soupy fan. The walls and the idea of you know, being lost and never found. It's unfortunately relatable in a lot of ways too. It's a sad poem. Not that you need me to tell you that. I liked it a lot. Makes me want to hug you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. And AP?
Yes. Oh, well, I would have stumbled over choices of consciousness, counterintuitive circumstances confronted as well, because it's a series of words that sort of tumble into each other and they do so in such a brilliant way. And I love that piece, "The Black Hole Memories of Malice, Protection is a Mandate, Love No One." There's just a beautiful, pure darkness about that. Very cool.
Thank you, AP. I appreciate it.
Excellent, sweet. And thank you so much. Do you want to plug your show, or do you want me to plug your show? What would you like to do?
No, please plug it for me. I'm going to let you guys go and let the noise go. But, you know, Black Time Valentine with the Romans.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. AP, you are right up right after.
I've got a poem about a tree.
I love it.
Which is popular. Yeah, popular choice. I'm a poem about a tree. Yeah.
And,
popular. And it's to the Luke Skywalker quote about the Force. So that's what it's about. So, and as I said, this is deeply sort of philosophical almost, Sky. So see what you think. I'm sort of hoping you might like it. So, it is "The Breeze Stirs," and it goes a little bit like this. Leaves, they stir on a fine silk cord that connect them back into boughs. The same boughs mesh, so trunks broad, as downward upon earth they espouse. Seek deep nutrition and water source, spread many times larger than the tree. Connection tested by the wind's course and by the weather with its hurrying leaves. And the tree has a gestalt and frame that a single leaf cannot hope to divine. Still the leaf is on a journey the same, future connected to soil and sunshine. If we were leaves with lives as a tree, while our futures we sensed out as dew, the force is winds which are moving with me and are surrounding and carrying you. End poem.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely love it. And I love it also, too, like everybody gets a little scared about the Star Wars. And I tell them over and over again, you don't need to write a Star Wars poem. Just be inspired by the quote. And I love that you did that. And that you took it with the idea of the Force, of course. You went deeper with that, you know, with using the Force. So you did integrate Star Wars, but you could also say the Force is so many different aspects guiding us. I love this because when you think about a leaf and you think of its, you know, the autumn time and its brief, you know, it has a one cycle, right? And then it falls
yep.
and then regrows. And you think about that in the way where really, in the grand scheme of things, that's really how quick our lives are. Maybe even
yes.
shorter. And the time, you know, the brief time that we're here, it's like that cycle of a leaf. And I love that you put that in there. And the idea of the winds carrying us and moving us onward into our future, and we're not sure. And it makes me think of, you know, when they disappear into the forest with Obi-Wan, and of course, Yoda, they disappear
yes.
into the forest. It kind of, when you were talking about the wind carrying the leaves, it made me think of autumn leaves being taken from a tree, and in a beautiful way, and in an accepting kind of way, not in a death kind of way, which everybody always wants to. I mean, it is a death, but everybody always kind of goes a little melancholy sometimes about, you know, autumn leaves. But there is a beauty in letting go, and because I paired that letting go with the leaves and with the idea of the force and kind of disappearing into it, because your poem, that's it kind of brought in all those emotions and all those images and all those thoughts together, and it's like a beautiful thing rather than just death, you know, and there's a beauty in it. So I loved all that you brought in, and I mean, the whole poem was absolutely rhythmic and beautiful, but the way that you put those two parallels together, that was my favorite part, and that journey of it, I really, really enjoyed that. Thank you so much, AP.
Pleasure.
And Rakan Tor.
You know, you were kind of channeling Yoda throughout that piece, I thought. I thought it was fantastic. You know, you got the flow of the water tied in there, too. And you know, between that and the leaf and my incorrigible urge to want a pun, I just kind of went with what you said, and it flowed lovely, it flowed nicely, and you know, I was able to follow along and not sit there and want to make jokes, so I thought it was really cool.
Thank you.
That's a compliment. When he was too taken away to make a joke. I made it for you, Rack. Thank you so much, AP. You didn't even laugh. Do you want to plug your show?
Yes. Well, we get to we've got a couple of shows still in the week. Of course, I think Linda's up with Open Poetry on Friday night. We're up with a shorter open poetry show, about an hour normally on Saturday, and fingers crossed Deb will be well enough to be with us, and hopefully had us over his ills as well, and we'll have all three of us. But in any way, shape or form, we'll be there Saturday night, and for the short, sharp open poetry show.
Okay, thank you so much, AP. And thanks for calling and writing the poem.
Pleasure. No. Pleasure. And as you rightly say, I mean, you know, you can write anything to those quotes. You don't need to go all may the force be with you, but I did anyway. So we will talk soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to do some plugging. Sweet Discussions to Dark Origins of Valentine's Day. Open Dark Love Poems. Oh, I have one. I don't know if I'm going to be up that late, but I think I'm going to send her in a recording. I tend to be very tired after I stay up late tonight because I tend to be very tired. But Valentine's Day is a time to celebrate romance and love and kissy face fealty. But the origins of its festival, the candy and cupids, are dark, bloody, and a bit muddled. And though no one is pinpointed the exact origin of the holiday, one place it starts is ancient Rome. I actually knew that. So there's lots of stuff and lots of information. You could go through and read it, or you can bring a dark love poem. You choose. She's on at 10 p.m. tomorrow. Sweet discussions. And, of course, A.P. Taylor plugged Linda's show on Friday, Open Poetry. Saturday, he plugged his Open Poetry. Sunday night, we are off. And then Monday, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, Rack and Tour. I haven't looked at him yet. Ooh, optical illusions. I love optical illusions. We're doing some optical illusions in school. Okay. Let's see. There's some art choices. Monday night, you have one poem per poet. You pick the photo, and it's yours, and she takes it down, and only you could write to it. That's why it's called personal prompt, because it's your personal prompt. So get over there, and, ooh, okay, that's pretty cool. So I'm looking through the photos. I don't know why I do this live. It's because then I totally, oh, this guy with the beard is pretty cool. There's some dark, there's light, oh, there's sweet ones. And then there's like Picasso-esque ones. I like that one. I like that Picasso-esque one. And then there are some pretty trippy ones. My eyes are actually, oh my gosh, there's this evil clown in the flowers. What are you doing, Deb? He's not even evil. He's actually pretty okay, but I just correlate it with evil, right?
This is a woman sitting in front of the mirror.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's some horses on this guy's head. Okay. The prompts are really cool. They're like, oh, I like that face in the trees. I feel like, oh, horses in the water. That would be mine. I'm probably going to write to that one. I'm not going to claim it yet, but that's the one. There's horses and they're galloping. And since you can't see the backs of their legs, it almost can be like the hippocampus that pulled Poseidon's chariot. I love hippocampus, and I'm pretty sure I have a poem about hippocampus, but I'm going to leave that there for now. And ooh, this is a really pretty bird one. Okay, I'm going to stop. There's a lot of good ones. Go check them out. There's a bear. Oh, look at the bear one. That one is awesome. All right, go check it out. On Tuesday, what are we doing Tuesday? What is Tuesday, the 13th? Gary Moore Jukebox, Hatteras Makeup Show. So check out Gary Moore. And then Wednesday, we're back with me. And that brings us around to the week. And we are doing, of course, The Last Jedi, Star Wars Volume 34. onward with our Star Wars. We will be wrapping up the core Star Wars this month. And we will be moving forward. We still have Star Wars in May, except for this May. I know you were looking forward to Spaceballs, but you're going to have to wait till next year, because I went on I'm going to start my next series, and I just may have went.
Hey, it's Tolkien.
I was going to do a shorter series, and then I was like, how many episodes can I get out of one book? But
you can't cut Tolkien short.
I know. And I usually just kind of keep Tolkien till for April, and that's it. But we're going to be doing Tolkien for a while. So stay tuned for the Silmarillion, because it's coming. After the musical march, of course, because we are having a musical march. And so I think that's it. Yeah. But I'm going to, so what I'm going to do now is I am going to play, we are going to ending early. It's actually ending about on time if I would have started at 8, so it's not that bad. Later, and you were right. It wasn't at the time I thought it was going to be. I hate to say you're right all the time, Rack and Tor, but you might just be right all the time. So I'm going to play. Yeah, I'm going to play my last clip, and then I'm going to play my closeout music back to back. But I want you to stick around because we have an after show clip. So as soon as I can find my clips in the studio, here we go. Okay. So again, this is a sad part. So, you know, just try to bear with me here.
It's March Sadness. Gary.
Ben!
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Take off that mask. You don't need it.
What do you think you'll see if I do?
The face of my son.
Your son. He's gone. He was weak and foolish, like a father. So I destroyed him.
That's what Snoke wants you to believe. But it's not true. My son is alive.
No. The Supreme Leader is wise.
Snoke is using you for your power. When he gets what he wants, he'll crush you.
You know it's true. It's too late. No, it's not. Leave here with me. Come home. We miss you.
I'm being torn apart. I want to be free of this pain. I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. Will you help me?
Yes, anything.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Roger.
Okay, here we go. A little SNL for you.
Each week, we follow the boss of a major organization as they go undercover to find out what's really going on in their company. This is Undercover Boss, Starkiller Base. Kylo Ren is the commander of the First Order, a massive regime dedicated to wiping out the Galactic Resistance. This week, Kylo is going undercover among Starkiller Base personnel as Matt, a radar technician.
You get so caught up in restoring the galaxy to its rightful state that you miss what's going on behind the scenes. I'm looking forward to having some real talk with some real folks.
We put hidden cameras in an employee common area, and no one has any idea that Matt is their boss, Kylo Ren.
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm a radar technician. You guys like working here?
You know, work is work.
Yeah, totally. What do you guys think of Kylo Ren? Do you guys believe when he says that he's going to finish what Darth Vader started?
What exactly has he started?
You know, I will say this for Kylo. I think he gets a bad rap.
What? Yeah.
He's trying to accomplish something that's never been done in the history of the galaxy. You know?
Ridiculous.
Rule everything? That's impressive. I admire the guy.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, it's real easy. All you gotta do is rewire the calcinator.
So remove this?
Does that look like the calcinator? What's wrong with you? Why so hard for you to understand?
I don't know, but can you please stop yelling at me? You're starting to stress me out. I have a newfound respect for what my employees do.
Okay, now can we rewire it, please? So I can go have my muffin. I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.
It's not as easy as I presumed.
What up, Matt?
Hey, you kicked my wrench. Jerk face. Have you guys seen Kylo Ren's lightsaber?
Yeah, man, that thing's weird looking.
No, it's not. It's awesome. Here, let me go see if I can find it. I'll show it to you. Look, I found Kylo Ren's lightsaber. Look at it up close.
That thing looks dangerous, man. It's poorly made. Like a little kid made it.
Then you don't have to look at it anymore!
I'm 90% sure Matt is Kylo Ren. Yeah, this is actually been a rough year for my family. We lost our son back in April. He was in the Stormtrooper program, and we're getting by.
Well, man. Sorry about that. Must be hard. Hearing that Zach lost his son really struck a nerve with me. Especially since I'm the one that killed him. Hey, I ran into Kylo Ren in the bathroom. He told me to give you this.
After the rain comes the rainbow. Sorry, I killed your son, Kylo.
This means something to me now. A buddy of mine saw Kylo Ren take his shirt off in the shower, and he said that Kylo Ren had an 8-pack. That Kylo Ren was shredded.
What? Your friend's a liar, man. Kylo Ren is a punk bitch. That guy looks like he weighs 30 pounds soaking wet underneath that little black dress.
Tim?
Oh, no, he's choking on food.
I see what's in your mind.
It is... Dude, Matt straight up sucks.
I have a bombshell announcement to make, guys. I'm not Matt. I'm
Kylo Ren.
You're
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, we know. I knew when you threw me through the soda machine.
I knew from, hi, I'm Matt.
We really connected today. I'm promoting you to superior officer.
Thank you, sir.
I had a blast today. I really learned a lot, and people are gonna love the new me.
Thanks for watching, and remember to subscribe. Now it's...
SNL. Oh my gosh. So funny. I hope you enjoyed That wraps it up, folks.
And a tight little bow.
Tight little bow. All right, I'm going to bed. I hope you guys have a good night. I will see you when I see you. Thank you so much, Rack, for hanging. Oh, I got to say thank yous. I've been forgetting my thank yous. Thank you, Rack and Tor, of course, and AP Taylor, Deborah Lee, Sweet Pea. Thank you guys all for calling in, for reading, for submitting, for joining, and for hanging out. And I hope your phone, seems like it straightened itself out, though. So I'll talk to you later, Rack.
Take care. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.